You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
702. Well, Nani's on Afternoon Drive.
All right, a story that you would have heard throughout the afternoon is the decision by St. John's College to not suspend a teacher that they have found through an independent investigation process, through an independent hearing, that they found guilty of a racist incident, and they've decided not to suspend this teacher, and they said that they are taking a reconciliatory approach. Joining us on the line is the headmaster of St. John's College, Paul Eady, and of course you want to explain your side of the story. Good afternoon to you.
Bongani, thank you very much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it. Obviously, this incident and this process has caused a great deal of upheaval and upset, and I understand that. Our first priority is our students and to look after their welfare. I just want to reiterate that this process has taken a long time, regrettably a very long time, but it was handled by an independent senior counsel, and the decision was made that the teacher was guilty, and that he a letter of final warning should be granted.
What was he guilty of?
He was guilty of making stereotypical racial remarks.
What are those?
There were a number of remarks that were made,
such as
Comments about referring to race.
Explain. But, be specific. What did he say to those boys?
Bongani, I can assure you that the school is committed to a process of transformation.
Paul Eady, you've come onto the show to give your side of the situation. You found this man guilty, you say, of what, I'm asking? What did he say?
I didn't find him guilty, Bongani. He was found guilty by an independent
Sure, I accept that.
Counsel.
The process found him guilty of what? What did he say to those learners?
They found him guilty of making a stereotypical remark.
What was that statement?
The statements referring to boys on race.
What did he say? Do you not know it? Do you not have a record of it?
I do have a record of
it. What did he say? Take us into your confidence. Let people understand what exactly it is this independent process found him guilty of. What did he say to those learners?
Bongani, there was a comment about boys...
Tell me the comment.
Doing well on a... in tests and doing badly because they were black, or doing well because they were black.
Did he say to those learners that they were doing well academically only because they sat next to white boys?
No, that was not one of the comments.
That was not one of the comments.
No.
Verbatim, please. Can you tell me what he said?
That you've let the side down by doing well in a test to a black learner.
Which side? So he was saying he's let black people down.
Yes, but
is that what he said?
That's what he said.
And you find that merely stereotypical?
Bongani, I don't find the school is adamant that it is abhors racism and bigotry. We have put in place a whole set of processes for transformation and diversity. We are involving our pupils and our teachers and our parents in conversation. We've engaged Dr. Sarah Nuttall from WITS to begin those conversations.
So with respect, you have a teacher who's come and told a group of learners that they've let the side down for doing well, which suggests he expects them to do badly, and you have allowed that teacher back into the classroom, and you are now coming onto this radio station to tell us you abhor this kind of behavior? Are you kidding me?
Bongani, this was a decision given to us by an independent counsellor.
So you have no responsibility. You will throw those learners into the lion's den because the independent process said so.
We are not throwing any learners into the lion's den. We have counselled those learners through the process. We have given them psychological support. And some of the facts that have been put out in the media are simply wrong.
All right, Paul Eadie from St. John's College, what are your thoughts? It's merely a stereotypical incident.